want to thank one of our listeners, Viola, who told me about this gentleman, and I had a very enjoyable and pleasant and long conversation with him last week, and I said, man, I've got to get you on the program. His name is Malachi Yosef. He is the leader of the One in Messiah congregation in Brentwood, Tennessee. He also hosts his own radio show. It's heard in the Nashville, Tennessee area on WNAH AM 1360 every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. And just like to welcome Malachi Yosef. Welcome to the program, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you working into your schedule to come on the program today. You and I had a very long conversation last week about a lot of issues, and I realized that you and I were thinking the same on many things, even though we've never met or never talked, but obviously the Holy Spirit has been taking both of us on the same path in re-educating us about His truth. And I was going to introduce you with several articles regarding the violence that's taking place in Jerusalem over the last few days. I think it started last Friday over the Temple Mount. The Israeli archaeologists are digging beneath the streets of Jerusalem, and the Muslims are claiming that they're digging really close to the Temple Mount or digging beneath the Temple Mount, and there was a lot of violence last Friday. And then there was a story that came out over the weekend about a scientist who claims that he has found what he believes is the exact spot of the Jewish temple, and it's slightly away from the Temple Mount. And if his calculations are true and he can verify it, it might solve the problem for Israel to build the third temple. Now, Malachi, I already know where you stand on this, but I wanted to use this as the segue into this conversation, because what term do you prefer to identify yourself? I don't like hyphenated names. I mean, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. But, you know, a lot of our listeners would know the phrase a Messianic Jew. What is the title that you prefer to use to yourself?
Well, you know, I'm the minister of One in Messiah congregation. That's Kahal Chad Ben Mashiach in Hebrew. And, you know, I'm just your brother. You know, Yeshua, who is the Messiah, gave us a direct prohibition neither be called rabbi. However, there's men running around desiring to be messianic rabbis. No such thing. There's no rabbis in the Tanakh. Why should there be rabbis now? When Yeshua says he is the only master, rabbi does not mean teacher. More and mora is a teacher in Hebrew. So I'm just your brother, and I'm the minister of One Messiah.
Praise God. All right. Now, you mentioned the Tanakh. Explain to our listeners, what is the Tanakh?
Okay, for the people that are not familiar with that word, the word Tanakh in Hebrew is an acronym for Torah, which is the five books of Moses. We have the Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and we have the Kutuvim, which is the writings. And it's just an acronym, and it's basically, in the English, from Genesis to Malachi. And that's exactly what Apostle Paul had, all the apostles, and Yeshua himself.
It's the same scripture that we're reading today in the Old Testament.
Correct.
All right. Now, one of the things that I found fascinating in going over your writings on your website, and I listened to a number of your audio teachings, is for you, from your background, from your perspective, and you throw a lot of cold water on what would be described in evangelical Christian circles today as Christian Zionism, and this is a movement that has really troubled me and grieved me, because I see a lot of Protestant Christians who have a genuine love for the Jews and for Israel, And it's heartfelt, it's sincere, it's real. And they're being drawn over into almost embracing Judaism.
That's correct. It's a sad thing. You know, it's very deceptive. You know, Judaism, which I believe was personally created between 200 and 400 A.D., by these men who elected themselves called rabbis, which there is no such thing, as I mentioned, and they wrote the Talmud, the Mishnah, and the Gemara. And basically, that is also a direct prohibition from the Torah. You're not supposed to add to the word or diminish, but these men, I guess, decided that didn't mean anything. So we find all these evangelicals who love Israel, yet they don't understand they're supposed to be Israel, because there's only one body, one Messiah, one God. But at the same time, a lot of Christians, as you put it, throw money at Israel. And when I was in Israel a year ago, we found out all these Russians, not all of them, but some Russians that they were sending to Israel. We found out they weren't even Jewish. The government told us that, and they don't even know what to do with them. So it's just a bunch of Russians trying to get out of Russia. The problem is this. The new covenant was given to the house of Israel. That's found in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. Which corresponds to Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. So the way we look at it, everyone that's a believer in the Messiah has to join the Israel of God. Christians sort of separate themselves, like they're Christians on one side, Israel is on the other side. That's a misconception, because there's always one body. The Gerim, the stranger, was always allowed to join the Israel of God, and that's the Ezrach, which is the homeborn. So once you join, the stranger becomes as the homeborn. There's no difference. There's no difference. So
there's only one Israel.
Exactly. But now we're talking about remember, not everyone in Israel is of Israel, Apostle Paul says. We're talking about believers in the Hebrew Bible and the Messiah. And unfortunately, a lot of church people nowadays are bowing down to these men called rabbis because they have long beards, or they got a lot of books, or they got long coats. I don't know what attracts them.
Are all Jews part of Israel?
No, all Jews are not part of Israel. According to Apostle Paul, he says they're not all of Israel. Israel that's there is not all of the Israel. We're talking about the Israel of God. And that's a concept that a lot of people miss in the Apostle Paul, his writings. In other words, like, you never know. We tell people all the time, be very careful about the Israelites, the Jewish people, because you never know who's the election according to the grace of God. There is a remnant that God says he would save. So we pray for them. We pray for everyone, of course, in the world. God's no respecter of persons. The Israel of God is, the chosen people of God. He says in the book of Amos, he didn't know any other family on the earth except the Israelites. I mean, that's a tough verse for people.
All right, well, let's back up. Explain to us in detail, who are the Israelites in today's...
Today, in God's mind, anyone who accepts the God of Israel, accepts the Messiah, keeps his commandments. In other words, like Ruth, she was a Moabite, but she said to Naomi, your God is my God, your people are my people. Where you die, I will die. In other words, she joined the people. For the rest of her life, she was there. And that's what we're looking for, the people to join the body of Messiah. No particular congregation at the moment. See, you know where the misconception comes in? The word Christian, it's three times in the Bible, sometimes in the plural, and it's Mashichi, means Messiah follower. So in the truest sense, we are the real Christians. The Christians you're talking about sound like Protestants, which are just stepchildren from the Catholic Church. You see the difference?
What did you say there? The Protestants are stepchildren of them. That's what I call them, renegade Catholics.
Well, Martin Luther was a Catholic monk. He did some good things, but he also wrote the Jews and Their Lies, a book that was very anti-Semitic. And later on in life, Hitler used that in his annihilation of the Jews. But all these churches that we see today in this place called Aratzot HaBrit, the Covenant of the Lands, better known as the United States, all these churches you're familiar with, they're just repackaged Catholics. They all do the same feasts. Some Protestant churches even say the Apostles' Creed, which is Catholic. And this is a reality that when people, it finally hits them, they start realizing, wow, people are under this delusion of the Catholic Church. Because even when you wake up in the morning, you look at your calendar, you're using the Gregorian calendar. It's a Catholic, Pope Gregory from the 1500s. I look at my calendar, and today is it's the 11th month of God. It's called Shavat, and that's in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7, and it's the 23rd day. So God has his own calendar, but we're in America here, we're trained with this Catholic influence that's sort of subliminal. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And we use days of the week that are named after false deities.
Correct.
Gods and goddesses. I want to go back to this original question about Judaism, because most Christians think that that Judaism has always been in existence. That
no.
before the birth and life and the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that before that time, all the people of God practiced Judaism.
That's the word Judaism does not appear in the Tanakh or the Old Testament as people know it. I think it shows up the first time in the Book of Maccabees, which is preserved by the Catholic Church in the Apocrypha. Judaism, as people know today, there's no such thing, because remember, the Talmud wasn't finished or it wasn't put together until like 400 or 500 years after the Messiah. So, you know, this is A.D. we're talking.
So Judaism came from...
from rabbis.
It came from the rabbis who had...
rejected the Messiah.
Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
Yes.
And they literally created another religion?
That is correct. Judaism is not in the Bible. Yeshua makes that very clear. He gives a very startling talk to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And I'm sure you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Judaism that people know today is not in the Bible, because you're not supposed to add to the word. The Judaism we know today has the Talmud, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Tanya, the Zohar, the Midrash Rabbah. I mean, just to name a few. And when I just named those few names, that means there's probably a couple hundred volumes. Talk about adding to the word.
Now, prior to the New Testament days, what would have the Jewish people been practicing as a religious faith?
Well, what we are today, we are Jews from the Bible, not Jews from Judaism. And anyone who joins us, we believe that you become as the homeborn, and we practice exactly what it says in the scriptures, from Genesis to Malachi. The only reason the Gospels and the Epistles are called scripture, the word is graphe in the Greek, is because the men in those books are keeping the scriptures, which is Genesis to Malachi. I mean, you have to think about this. There was no Gospels or letters when Jesus was walking around, Yeshua. So what was he doing? He was following the Tanakh. And that's what we do. In other words, God has his own calendar. God has his own feasts. But it's been erased. Everything has been replaced. And most people that are born many generations later, like you and I and whoever else that came shortly before us, they have not an inkling of God's calendar, God's feasts, or any of this. So we are trying to educate people to get back to the Word of God without adding to it, without diminishing from it. And it's quite a job, I must be honest with you, because everybody wants you to come as Einstein, and Yeshua says, come as a child. But everyone says, did you get the books? Did you get my DVD? Did you get the new CD? And, you know, it's turned into, the churches have turned this into a money-making, to me, it's like a performance. And, you know, it's a form of godliness, but it definitely...
religion.
Yeah.
Lots of times you hear preachers refer to America's Judeo-Christian heritage. Is there such a thing as Judeo-Christian?
No, there's no Judaism. There's no Judaism.
So every time Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson or
they don't know what, really what they're saying.
When they say Judeo-Christian background, they really don't know what they're talking about, do they?
Well, these men, you know, you figure Jerry Farwell and these Pat Robinson, these men, they love Israel, but yet they separate themselves from the... They have secular rabbis on their shows. When I say secular, I mean not knowing the Messiah. To me, being in Judaism is basically secular because these men like Rashi and Rambam, they are, they're called sages of Israel. They're not. They're men that studied Greek philosophies, Aristotle and Plato's. And, but when Jerry Farwell and these other ministers in this country have rabbis right on their TV show, they don't, and they know they believe it in a different religion. They, all they want to talk about is sending money to Israel. The rabbi couldn't care less about your Yeshua, your Jesus, or your religion. He just wants money for Israel.
All right, one of the most popular appeals in Christian circles right now, especially in Christian television, is the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
Yes, and they are raising, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars. You're in the United States and Canada with money that's taken to Israel. Most people, I would say that most Christians in North America that donate to that organization believe that the organization is Christian.
Right.
It's not a Christian organization.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. See, there's not supposed to be a division. There isn't supposed to be you're Christians and you're sending money to Israel. That doesn't even make sense in the Bible terminology, because there's one God, one body. You're either the sheep or the goats, in plain English.
So, yeah, I'm asking you different questions from different angles.
Yes.
So you can give the same answer, because I'm trying to break through this mental facade that's been built up in religious circles.
Exactly. It's, you know, they use these words. I call them this sort of like propagandist, to me, a delusion. You know, just like the term Palestinians. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. Those are just Arabs that wasn't dispersed into the other 20-something Arab nations. There's no such thing. The word in Hebrew is Pilishet, Philistines. So what I'm trying to get is the American liberal people, they are constantly broadcasting on TV and radio these words, and it's sort of like a brainwashing. They got everyone saying it.
All right, Pastor John Hagee is teaching a doctrine called the dual theology.
Dual?
Excuse me, dual covenant theology. Have you heard of, have you heard him teach this? Or have
no, I don't. Okay. I don't really listen to him.
Pastor Hagee teaches that the Jews do not need to be saved through the Messiah, the Lord Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's very evil.
Already have a covenant.
That's an evil, evil thing to say.
I know.
Because we know, you know, I know, there's only one name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. And that is the name of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus in English. That is an evil doctrine. Just the thought of someone saying that, if you don't have the Son, Apostle John says, you don't have the Father. And if you don't have the Son and you don't have the Father, what do you end up with? Nothing.
So, I know. And so we have a prominent minister in this country who has millions of people watching him and following his ministry. And when you dig deep into what he's teaching, he's telling the Jews,
it's very evil,
you need to be saved. You don't need to be born again. You already have a covenant through Abraham. You're already covered. That, you know, it's the Gentiles who need to go to the cross.
That is, you know, that shows you where these men from, you got to be careful from theological seminaries and divinity school. I personally believe Jesuits have crept in there, and they come out as these professors. Some of them come out as, in other institutions, come out as rabbinical teachers, rabbis, but they're all the same. And I don't trust anyone who tries to tell people they don't need the Messiah for salvation. Then they totally have missed the scriptures, no matter how many books they wrote, no matter if they have millions of people following them.
Malachi, has Judaism craftily infiltrated the Protestant church world has Judaism been able to infiltrate and to change the doctrines of the church?
Well, unbeknownst to most Christians, the senior Mr. Bush, they put into law Education Day, which was many years ago, which sort of snuck under the nose of most people. And it's a law that talks about, but when you start reading it, talks about our country was founded on the Noahide laws. There's no such thing as Noahide laws. That's right from Judaism. And also, if you read the Noahide laws, you'll find
out. Noahide laws are actually part of this Education Day?
That's what it's all about. This Rabbi Schmierson, who is dead, who some people laud him as he's the Messiah and he's going to resurrect, which is totally ridiculous. Rabbi Schmierson has never even been to Jerusalem. How could he be the Messiah?
Who is this rabbi? Is he the...
He's a rabbi that was... they have a group called the Lubavitch, and he was one of the last rebbes.
And the Lubavitch have... They are deeply penetrated into some powerful political circles in the United States.
Well, that's why I'm telling people...
Wasn't Ari Fleischer, the former White House press secretary, wasn't he part of that group?
I'd have to look him up.
I did some homework, and he was a member.
Okay. If anyone goes to Public Law 102-14, 102nd Congress, first session, you can read all about this Education Day, and you'll find out it's something that snuck right under everyone's nose while everyone in America was sleeping. The scary part about this is this is right out of the Talmud, and it's from made-up opinions of rabbis. And believe it or not, I'll just give you one little note on this. One of these days, I guess if they really enforce this Noahide law nonsense, I think one of the punishments is beheading. and I don't mean to laugh at that, but there's many things that are snuck in the books when people are not looking. I say to anyone who's listening, go look up Education Day on your internet.
What are the Noahide laws?
Well, supposedly in the book of Genesis, there's one that talks about... you can't find the list. There's a list of seven, they say, and there's no list of seven Noahide laws. Our country was founded upon, I say, the Ten Commandments, not the Noahide laws is ridiculous. But when you go look in the Bible, they'll try to pick out verses about idolatry is forbidden, murder is forbidden. You know, that's good. They have one Noahide law. It sounds ridiculous. It says eating the flesh of a living animal is forbidden. Could you imagine eating the flesh of a living animal? But what I'm trying to get at is this is made up. And this is one of the things, even though I'm making light of it, I really am not. My heart yearns and cries out because God says many places, do not add to my word. Do not diminish from my word.
That we hear often from evangelical Protestant pastors and TV radio evangelists is that God will bless you, Protestant Christian, if you bless Israel, the Jews, and he'll curse you if you curse them. Is that correct theology?
Well, you know, that's the verse. You're talking about the verse, obviously, in Genesis, I suspect. I'll bless you who... them who bless you, I'll bless them.
Abraham.
Right. And I see this as, look, if it's in Genesis 12:3, I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curseth thee. And in it says, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. It's talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that through them the blessing to the world would take place, meaning the Messiah would be born through the Jewish people. And this is what it's talking about, blessing the nations. I tell people all the time, whoever it is, treat them with utmost respect, dignity, but make a stand for the word of God. I mean, blessing Israel.
Isn't that used to as a way to blunt any criticism of
yes.
political Israel, the nation state of Israel, that we have this theology that has been permeated into U.S. churches that says, oh, I can't say anything.
That's, I know, that's
critical or negative about Ehud Olmert.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Because if I do, I've cursed Israel, and the curse will be on me.
Right, that's a non-truth. Of course not. The Bible talks many places in the Bible about they name people that do evil deeds. And this is not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is the evil tongue, and that's talking about made-up tales. One thing that's important is, I always tell people all the time, treat everyone the same, because it's whosoever will call upon the Lord shall be saved. So we bring the same gospel to everyone. There's no respect to persons. And I can't understand why. Let me put it this way. You know what? I have a question that I like to throw out to the world. I do, of course, believe in the Israel that's there. In 1948, that was definitely a miracle. But I don't understand these Zionist, atheistic, communistic men that were there. I do not understand for the same. Here's a question maybe you could help me with. God kicked the Israel out of the land because of all their sins and their atrocities. These people that came back are doing the very exact thing. I don't understand that.
See, that's what I don't understand.
Well, this is a mystery to me, because why would God bring back the same people that did the exact same sins?
And why would he use the Rothschilds and...
I mean, I'm not going to tell anybody that...
And others, why were they used to bring about this miracle?
Well, this is my question. I do not have the answer for that. It defies my biblical studies, because if God kicked them out for certain reasons, why would he bring them back, the same people that are still breaking the same commandments? When I was in Israel, I was astounded. I mean, in Jerusalem, there's any God, all gods. I mean, any religion, no religion. I mean...
Well, the other day I read a quote from an Israeli military officer who was advising the United States military to change its policies on homosexuals, saying one-third of the Israeli military was openly gay, and they had no problems with it. And this is what I said last week. Well, how can Israel go into battle against Syria and Iran and everybody else, and we're supposed to believe that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, is going to fight for them? And I said last week, can you imagine King David?
That's amazing.
In the war, and a third of his soldiers were sodomites?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what happened to me one day. I was in the synagogue, and there was a Reformed rabbi and a conservative rabbi, and then there was me, a Jew from the Bible. I couldn't get these two men to agree with me and the scriptures that lo kadesha, that means no harlot shall enter into the congregation of the Lord. Lo kadesh, no sodomite. And these men, these are two educated men. The Reformed rabbi says he does, he doesn't believe that, because, he doesn't even know if the Bible is inspired. He doesn't even know if God wrote the Bible. There's a couple of things maybe is inspired. And then the conservative rabbi says he can't answer that question unless he had 10 different men to get on a board. And I told him I can get a child to figure that out.
And now the Orthodox Jews are going to permit the marriage, same-sex marriage, between homosexuals, and they're also going to ordain homosexual rabbis.
They already have homosexual rabbis. It's an abomination to God.
This is out of the Orthodox.
Yes. The Orthodox.
Yes, the Orthodox. Well, listen, Malachi, boy, this our time is up. We've been all over the place, but I've enjoyed this, and I want you to come back. I know our listeners are going to want you to come back on the program. Our guest today has been Malachi Yosef. He is the leader of the One in Messiah congregation.
May I say our website?
Yes, absolutely.
It's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net.
Oneinmessiah.net, and he's on the radio every Friday in Nashville, Tennessee, 1:30 p.m., a.m. 1360. Malachi, where do you meet?
We meet in a church at 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee, in the New Hope Community Church. Anyone is invited.
Okay, and you
12
want
o'clock.
You want to give your phone number out real quick?
Sure, anyone can call me anytime. 615-591-9820. That's 591-9820-615. Shalom, shalom.